Very moving. Very inspirational. I don't suppose you would consider an alternate explanation, would you?
What do you mean, Steve?
That this entire series of episodes were only internal mental fantasies with no basis in reality.
Just a minute there, Steve. We're supposed to be supportive and non-judgmental. What kind of response is that?
Yeah. What kind of response is that?
No, it's
play the music.
I'd like to tell you, but there's no music.
You're faking, you're lying. I can't take it anymore. It's hokum, you're lying. I can't take it anymore. It's hokum, it's stupid. You just don't know the score. It's a mockery of science. It offends our common sense. You can't prove it ever happened. Not one shred of evidence. It's a ploy to get attention, to glorify your name. It's an amusing and pathetic, and also somewhat lame. You're promoting superstition and fallacy and fraud, predictably eccentric with aliens. Atmospheric aberrations, gases in the swamp, reflections from the city lights where mists are cold and dawn. Balloons that float above the clouds to monitor the air, satellites and airplane lights and shooting stars up there. It's my duty to expose you, and I'm proud of what I am. With scientific scrutiny, I'll destroy your little sham. The aliens and UFOs, abductions in the night, are nothing but delusions or simple tricks of light. So get over your illusions, nightmares, and your lies. There are no gray-skinned aliens to take you to the skies. They call me the debunker. I lay bare your little game. All you fairy tale believers that have come to curse my name. Well, go ahead and curse my name.
All right, then.
Okay, then, Steve, Mr. Debunker. It's easy for you to point your finger to demand proof, but the truth is, you don't have any proof either. No evidence that they're not giving a factual account of things that really happened to them.
Humbug! I have science on my side, not some mystical hocus-pocus. Virtually every incident that has occurred in the last 60 years or so of the flying saucer lore can be duplicated or explained as either a deliberate hoax or natural phenomenon. And experiences? Oh, give me a break.
I feel there's a bigger picture here that you're missing, Steve. You don't own the truth, and neither do we. And what you really seem to imply by your being here is that you don't have all the answers either. There are things that science never has explained. The truth is hard to comprehend in spite of all we've gained. There are realms beyond appearances that science cannot find.
experience that carries us to kingdoms of the mind. You don't know, I don't know what's out there. You can't say, I can't say what's true. There's a fine, shaky line between your world and mine. Reality's only the final illusion we pass through. Something, they've experienced something. It's changed their lives in significant ways. Nothing, you can't tell us it's nothing. Truth and delusion are wrapped in a vision, in a maze. You don't know, I don't know what happened. You can't see, I can't see what they saw. There was a time and a place hung suspended, where the impossible suddenly filled us with awe. You don't know, I don't know. You don't know, I don't know.
Get this guy out of here. He doesn't believe us. He just thinks we're a bunch of weirdos, don't you?
No.
Well, we've just seen and been through things you can't even imagine. It's all just swamp gas, weather balloons, psychosis with you, isn't it?
Well, actually, swamp gas does it.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Hopeless. You're on the government payroll, and you're going to give us the party line, right?
You scoff at us, you disbelieve, and yet you're not sure, are you? You may scoff at me, but I pity you, sir.
That's right. You lived your whole life believing science, rationality, and the whole baggage of our Western belief system. Scientific proof, logic, physical evidence, reality as you see it. And now you're confronted with the unanswerable questions that you raise.
Now please, you can't just throw science out the window. So maybe we don't have all the answers.
All the answers? This isn't about answers. We're trying to go beyond our pain, our terror, our confusion. We're working through it. Our experiences, hard though they have been, have transformed us. We're becoming. But you're just hiding your head in the sand.
We've all seen the trouble that our planet's in, and we've seen that, you know, we must help however we can. You're only propping up the tatters of a system that's literally destroying our world. You're just a front man for the greedy politicians, the military, big business is pulling your strings, mister.
There's no conspiracy here. It's ridiculous on the very face of it. It's just human nature to believe crazy things.
I think our friend here has much to learn. But I also do not think, sir, that you are in a receptive frame of mind.
Well, just let me stay and observe. I'll behave. I just wanted to listen firsthand to see if there's anything I can relate to, any common ground. If so many have experienced this phenomenon, maybe there's something there. I'm willing to suspend my disbelief and just listen, if you'll let me.
Well, group, what do you think? All those in favor of Steve staying, raise your hand. Okay, then. But I'd appreciate it if you'd move your chair toward the back, please, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
So let's continue our discussion. We're talking about how many of you feel alienated from everyday society, apart from family and friends.
You're not at all really that alienated at all compared to me, especially someone like me.
Someone like you? What do you mean, Otto?
I mean, you can't tell. I thought it was obvious to everyone by now. I am the son of an alien. An alien took my mother. It made her sick when I started to kick. Not a he or she, but an other. It's so hard to relate. People just don't seem real to me. Though I accept my fate, nobody seems to feel for me. No one will believe me. Just imagine my frustration. When you're the son of an alien, there's a lot of alienation. You're not from around here, are you? Oh, yes, I get that a lot. Things like that will scar you and set your soul to rot. And though I try to keep my distance, to keep from getting close, they all think I'm on something and I've had an overdose. But I am the son of an alien. An alien was my father. A prodigal race from outer space. I don't know why I bother to explain the terrible pain that sets my brain on fire. But when you're the son of an alien, there are those who would call you a liar. I am the son of an alien. My DNA weird and confusing. My chromosomes make all the scientists shake, but I only find it amusing. Now don't we all sometimes feel like we just don't fit? Can you recall, or is it something you won't admit? Have there been times when the world just seems to make no sense? When humanity's crimes go on in spite of the evidence? I am the son of an alien. Though many may want to deny it, I know there's a lesson here to be learned. If I only knew how to apply it. If I only knew how, if I only knew how, if I only knew how to apply it. Oh, I am the son of an alien. I am the son of an alien. I am the son of an alien.
What a crack of shit. Oh, no wonder we aren't believed and respected with nutcases like you wandering around the house.
Are you judging me after your story of alien lovers and end-of-the-world fantasies? Give me a break.
Open and non-judgmental, everyone. We must be open and non-judgmental. We all know that no matter how fantastic our stories sound to others, there is a core of truth in what you've experienced. And though I've never had an experience myself, I've come more and more to believe that there is a real phenomenon. And there is indeed something out there.
My own experience doesn't lead me to look out there. I don't believe they're out there at all.
So you doubt the reality of your experience?
Not the way you think, Doctor. I believe in the aliens, but I also believe we're looking in the wrong place. They're not from some star or some place that
the world that we know, beyond the carnival show, lies another reality, beyond the night and the stars and the sea, beyond.
You know, Susan, your alternate universe idea is something that's been suggested before. Nearly every country in the world has in its folklore tales or fairies and elves and little people beneath the earth that hold sway and snatch people from the normal world.
I definitely believe in another dimension, but I don't know about fairies and little people, but there's just no way to explain some of the things that happen to me.
Well, for me, it's like an experience of a higher vibration. It's so intense. I don't think I could experience it by myself, not without the powers of the greys.
Sometimes it seems to me they just walk right through my bedroom wall. And when they carry me through windows, I can feel the vibrations, like my cells and molecules are changing into a higher frequency or something.
One of the things that I can never explain about my experiences is missing time, empty holes in my life.
Missing time is one of the most frequent occurrences of many abduction experiences.
As I grow older, time becomes more valuable to me, and I resent the theft of time that I have remaining.
That's right. It seems that 2 or 3 hours just vanish every time I'm visited.
It's the same for me. It's so weird to just be missing a part of your day or night and not be able to remember it. Let me tell you about how it is for me. Sometimes stumbling through the day, I sense the minutes slip away and find that I'm missing time. When gaps appear within my nights and skies filled with distant lights, it seems a crime, my missing time.
Midnight, I stood by the side of the road, hypnotized by the glowing blue light. Then I was driving so late in arriving. Could a clock on my dashboard be right? It was past 3 o'clock. As I found with a shock, where did I spend those hours that night?
Clocks on the walls, clocks on my dashboard, clocks on my bed and my top. Timing minute and hour by hour. Only a blink in the cosmos, I think that I feel it. Deeply fearing, I know where it is that I go when I steal it.
It was one in the morning, I crawled into bed. For time is a tyrant we all must accept. It's a human device. Times when we've laughed and times when we've wept, though it comes at a price. Time spent at work, time spent at play, slipping by with a tick or a hum. When our time is over, it's all swept away. When at last moments come. Missing time, I want to scream, 'cause I'm missing time. It's not a dream now, I'm seething and silent, distrusting my sanity, turning from violence, merely part of humanity. What can be done when there's nowhere to run? Missing time, missing time, missing time.
I believe what Susan says, that they're from another dimension, another place. It's been difficult, but I've been working with Dr. Mark for several months now, and I think I'm coming to terms with my feelings. It's not that the aliens don't care about us. It's just that their priorities are not ours.
Why don't you explain that in a little more detail to the group?
They're trying to save us as a species. The feeling of an individual doesn't matter as much to them. But if you send them thoughts of love and understanding, they will respond. That is what happened to me. I've been ripped from my old life, my old ways of thinking about the world. I've gained something, too. Maybe it wasn't intentional, but it's real. And my mother is slowly coming to terms with this as well.
I feel connected to the light, to a luminous energy, fills me with wonder and delight. I am a part of all I touch and see, out from the shadow of the night. I'm connected to the light, now my illusions all are shattered. But there's music in the air, and though my old dreams now lie scattered, they are nowhere and everywhere. With vibrations strong and bright that connect me to the light. Once I was angry and defiant, now I'm becoming something new. Stronger, self-reliant, I am transforming, breaking through. I see the world from a new heart, since I'm connected to the light. These are the things I dare not mention, buried deep within my mind. And despite my good intention, honesty so hard to find. It was so wrong, but now it's right. For I'm connected to the light. Once I knew fear, I now know freedom. I will not live my life afraid. I've walked through fire, now I'm growing. A rite of passage that I've made. I wish I might stay connected to the light. I wish I might stay connected to the light.
Oh, Anne, I wish I could believe that it's true. I just have trouble finding a positive side to all of this. I admit I'm more sensitive to others around me, though, and to life in general. When you feel you could be taken at any time, you tend to live in the moment.
It is true, Beth. We can no longer be what we have been, do what we have done. It's so hard to change, but we have no choice. The life we led before our experience no longer exists.
Well, I do know that once you've told anyone, it's all over. Kiss your life goodbye. There's no going back.
He's right. People just don't act the same around you after that. Even people I've known for years. They look at you like you've lost your marbles.
When you think about it, our experiences are not that different from millions of religious experiences for believers in our world today.
How exactly do you mean that?
They believe in a guy living in the sky who's watching over our every move, and his son, born of a virgin, rising from the dead after being in a tomb for, well, 3 days. Hundreds of millions of people have these beliefs, all without any more evidence than we have.
You're right. Ultimately, it's about belief. We have no physical evidence, but is that important? At least our beliefs grow directly from our experiences, not secondhand information from sheep-herding tribes thousands of years ago.
And yet these same religious people scoff at us for what we believe. They call us loony and deluded.
But ultimately, it doesn't matter, does it? We've seen what others couldn't imagine. We've been places they could never go. It's true our experiences changed us. But it's also true they give us a different perspective on life.
No one treats you the same once they know you're an experiencer. No one wants to talk to you or admit they even know you.
My daughter said, don't call again.
My husband made me promise not to tell.
My mother asked me where I'd been.
Now there's no way home. No way to turn the clock around. No way home. No happy days I've ever found.
My friends no longer come to visit. My fellow workers walk on by. They're afraid to ask what is it.
They laugh at me and then deny.
Now there's no way home.
There's no way back to where we were. No.
our minds can accept that there could be an alternate reality, a different dimension, or beings from another star, and if we can accept that, we can accept that the world treats us badly and move on from there.
That's right, Anne. You are the sum of your experiences, and though you can't put the genie back in the bottle and wish it never happened, you can decide how you'll respond to it.
I have to say that there may really be something in all of this. It's hard to deny the sense of reality that you people bring to these stories.
Well, maybe you aren't so bad after all, Mr. Debunker. Steve, maybe you're starting to realize that some things have no easy explanation.
That's certainly true enough. The more I hear, the more I'm forced to consider I may have been wrong about all of you.
We know.
What is the truth? It seems to have so many facets and inconsistencies. All of your experiences are different in some way. We all stand at the center of our own truth, a truth that may exist only in our own minds.
But I'm looking for something more, for a confirmation that I'm real, that my experiences are real. I'm feeling more distant from the rest of humanity day by day. I accept this strangeness, but that doesn't mean I like it. I want some payback.
There's no easy answer to your questions, Eve. No simple response to your frustrations. We all are here to listen and support you as you search for a way to come to terms with your experiences, but you must find your own path to forgiveness.
I just can't accept that, Doctor. I don't think I want to forgive or come to terms with it so much as being supported in coping with their evil.
Evil is your interpretation from your own understanding. But I've listened to so many of these stories, and so often it seems to me there's an underlying, almost spiritual motivation behind their experiments and examinations.
It's true. We've all been changed. And for the most part, I'm a better person now than I was before.
But maybe that's just a result of our personal growth and not related to our actual experiences. Though I have to say, I feel I'm a different person too.
Some of you have changed your jobs. Others have taken up volunteering for worthy projects. And some have found an increased interest in spiritual seeking or environmental causes.
Well, let's face it. We have been changed by these experiences. And there's no returning to our previous life, however much we might want to.
Maybe change itself could be the reason behind all of this. Maybe you have to go through what you did to become what you are now, who you're still becoming.
Crumbling past, when we have nothing left to cling to, then we will learn to change at last.
Change at last.
Change at last.
Change at last.
Tomorrow the stars, tomorrow the